This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged people to celebrate the upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and to make vocal for local their mantra. Sharing thoughts in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi remarked that festivals are coming one after another in the coming days and GST Bachat Utsav is also going on. He called upon people to make the resolve of buying products that are produced in the country.
आने वाले दिनों में एक के बाद एक त्योहार और खुशियां आने वाली हैं। हर पर्व पर हम खरीदारी भी खूब करते हैं और इस बार तो जीएसटी बचत उत्सव भी चल रहा है। अगर हम ठान लें कि इस बार त्योहार सिर्फ स्वदेशी चीजों से ही मनाएंगे तो देखिएगा हमारे उत्सव की रौनक कई गुना बढ़ जाएगी। वोकल फॉर लोकल को खरीदारी का मंत्र बना दीजिए, ठान लीजिए हमेशा के लिए जो देश में तैयार हुआ है वही खरीदेंगे।
Mr. Modi highlighted the feat of two brave officers of the Indian Navy who stayed at sea for 8 months during the Navika Sagar Parikrama. Lieutenant Commander Dilna and Lieutenant Commander Rupa became the first Indian, the first Asian and the first person in the world to reach there in a sailboat. Prime Minister expressed confidence that their hard work, success and achievements will inspire the youth, especially girls of the country. Mr. Modi remarked that this 126th episode of Mann Ki Baat holds special significance as today is the birth anniversary of freedom fighter Bhagat Singh and singer Lata Mangeshkar.
आज भारत की दो महान विभूतियों की जयंती है। मैं बात कर रहा हूँ शहीद भगत सिंह और लता दीदी की। अमर शहीद भगत सिंह हर भारतवासी विशेषकर देश के युवाओं के लिए एक प्रेरणापुंज है। निर्भीकता उनके स्वभाव में कूट कूट कर भरी थी। मैं शहीद भगत सिंह जी को आदरपूर्वक श्रद्धांजलि अर्पित करता हूँ। आज लता मंगेशकर की भी जयंती है। भारतीय संस्कृति और संगीत में रुचि रखने वाला कोई भी उनके गीतों को सुनकर अभिभूत हुए बिना नहीं रह सकता। मैं लता दीदी के लिए हृदय से अपनी श्रद्धांजलि प्रकट करता हूँ।
In this edition of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi played audio of Bhupen Hazarika's iconic song Manu Hai Manohar Babe in Sinhala and Tamil. Mr. Modi also mourned the untimely demise of singer Zubeen Garg of Assam. Zubeen Garg was a renowned singer who made his mark across the country. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced the deployment of central observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar and by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies across various states. A total of 470 officers, including 320 IAS and 60 IPS officers, will be deployed as central observers to ensure free, fair and transparent elections. They will monitor the electoral process in each constituency, identify areas for improvement and make actionable recommendations. The Tamil Nadu government has constituted a one-member commission of inquiry headed by former High Court Judge Justice Aruna Jagadishan to investigate the tragic stampede incident occurred at a political rally organized by the Tamilaga Vetri Karagam in Karur yesterday, which claimed 39 lives. According to the Director of Medical Education, 81 persons are under treatment and 2 patients are in critical conditions and are on ventilator. Condolences have been pouring from leaders cutting across party lines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the families of deceased and 50,000 rupees for injured from Prime Minister National Relief Fund. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Konkan, Maharashtra and Gujarat over the next 3 to 4 days. The IMD said the region is receiving rainfall under the influence of a well-marked low-pressure area lying over West Vidarbha and adjoining North Madhya Maharashtra. In cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan will face off in the Asia Cup final in Dubai today. The match will start at 8 p.m. IST. This will be the first India versus Pakistan final in the Asia Cup history across 17 editions and 41 years. India, the most successful side in the competition with 8 titles, arrive as defending champions after the 2023 ODI triumph. Former Delhi captain Mithun Manhas has been elected as the new president of the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, during its annual general meeting today. Manhas becomes the 37th president of the board, succeeding Roger Binney, who stepped down last month after turning 70. And with that, we end this news bulletin.